A NAPA guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little NAPA know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's NAPA know-how.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Night. Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks are back in action tonight at the United Center as the Sharks come to town. Duncan Keith, Andrew Shaw, and Patrick Kane have each posted 3 points against San Jose this season. Artemi Panarin is going to be a game-time decision tonight. He missed the morning skate with an illness. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Earlier today, a city zoning commission unanimously approved the Blackhawks' proposed practice facility, according to Danny Ecker. The issue will head to the full city council tomorrow. Meanwhile, Jimmy Butler was reevaluated by a Bulls team doctor today, and he put his recovery time at 3 to 4 weeks. That means Butler will miss between 7 and 11 games, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. It also means Butler will miss Sunday's All-Star game. He'll be replaced on the All-Star roster by teammate Pau Gasol. And speaking of Gasol, he talked about his team's frustration with losing after last night's loss to Charlotte.
How can you not be? You got to be frustrated. You got to be upset. It is frustrating to lose and now. To find ourselves in the situation that we are in. But again, it's up to us to get out of it, and we'll do what we have to do in order to do better.
The Bulls host Atlanta tomorrow night. Elsewhere in the league, the Sacramento Kings have reportedly decided not to part ways with coach George Karl after a lengthy meeting between Karl and GM Vlade Divac earlier today. In baseball, the White Sox have agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal with pitcher Matt Latos. Astros won their arbitration hearing against catcher Jason Castro. And after saying earlier today that the Browns lied about Johnny Manziel having a concussion to cover up Manziel's showing up to practice drunk late in the season, Mike Silver is now saying he regrets accusing the team of lying, but stands by his report that Manziel arrived at practice under the influence. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And join the Score at Tank's Pub in Blue Island Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Fours and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Two wide open for three, and that's a timeout, Fred Hoiberg. 17-6. The Hornets come out of the gate quickly.
We lost that game in the first quarter. They were comfortable out there, dug ourselves that hole. You know, it's hard to climb out.
Seller for three. Three-point shot of the year.
It is what it is right now. Yeah, obviously, it's tough when you have injuries, especially your key guys like we've had. But, you know, you got to have that next guy up.
108-91. Tonight, though, the Charlotte Hornets lead it wire to wire.
I'm going to do the job to the best of my abilities. I'm going to keep trying to prepare these guys, put a game plan together to give us the best opportunity to go out there and win. And, you know, that's all we can do.
Are you asking me your identity? What was our identity? Our identity was defense, and then we went offense. What do you got to look at it? We got a whole different group of guys. I just feel like we can't just throw curveballs and say all of this other stuff right now to you guys. Like I said before, it starts with everybody looking at themselves, looking at themselves in the mirror, and seeing what they got to do better.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Oh, I'm sore listening to it. I feel you, Derek. I'm also just generally sore, just sore all over. And if watching the team is this difficult, I can only imagine how tough it is to have to actually see it while you're playing it. And this is the Boars and Bernstein Show with Mark Grody sitting in for Terry Boars. And we are joined now by a guy you can follow on Twitter at @suntimes_hoops. He is on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. So how did you get out of the trip, Joe Cowley?
I want to thank Mark Potash for taking the Charlotte game last night. After seeing the score and seeing what was going on, I can't thank Potash enough from flying from San Francisco to go cover that I don't even know how to describe that, but that was a nice little breather at the end of an awful, awful 10-day road trip.
Jimmy Butler now out 3 to 4 weeks. You already have the loss of Noah. You have Nico had the complications from the appendectomy. Where is this right now, and how close is this? How tenuous is the current situation?
You know, I don't know if this has been such a slow burn. I mean, this is just a lot of bad decisions on top of bad decisions and lost identity. And, you know, everyone wants to put a finger on one thing, but it's so many things. And it's so many reasons why this thing has gone bad. And, you know, it goes all the way back. This isn't just a Fred Hoiberg thing. This started last year, and I think it started last year, even before the front office basically told the players, don't listen to this coach because he's out of here. I think just the personnel decisions that were made where you have this defensive-minded team that was still kind of fragile, but still knew its identity was defense. On offense, whatever it could get. And then you bring in guys like Gasol and Nico Mirotic and Doug McDermott. So basically you're saying, okay, well, you're this defensive team, but we're going to bring in these offensive players. And, you know, not to criticize those three guys, but you're also bringing in three guys that are a little soft. Whether it's, you know, Gasol. I mean, you know, Gasol's a two-time champion, but, I mean, he had a little help there, and he had that edgy guy in Kobe Bryant that helped deliver those rings. It was just a bad mix of guys. And then under those circumstances, they were brought in, and this is all just carried over. So it's not just one thing. It's just bad decisions on many fronts, and this is the product you have right now.
And, Joe, we heard, you know, Taj Gibson lamenting that identity crisis to which he referred. And, you know, on the surface, you'd think, like, coming into this year, it sounded like the Fred Hoiberg system was going to be fun. It was going to be the Golden State system. It sounded like the players were looking forward to it and all that kind of stuff. Right. Were the players really looking forward to it, or are the players quite happy with the offensive system that Tom Thibodeau had in place?
Well, here's the thing. You sold this idea to the guys that last year, you know, in the middle of the season, when you remember, if you recall, their offensive efficiency was top five. I still think it ended up in the top 10. So they were very efficient offensively, but they were sold on this idea that you guys could be so much more offensively. What was lost in that is there weren't a lot of guys great offensively. Mm-hmm. What you had was a coach that squeezed the best out of them and put them in the exact right situations where they can have that high efficiency. But you weren't talking about a lot of guys that can do two things, offense and defense. They were good at one, so they brought in a bunch of guys that were good at the other, but poor on the defensive end. So, you know, when you have a coach that can squeeze blood from a rock like Thibodeau is doing, you get a false sense of security of what you have. And I think that's where a lot of things have gone wrong, too. I mean, you have really one guy that you can put out there that is a two-way player, and the rest of them are specialty guys. And on top of that, you have egos, and you have a fight for who's leader, and should we listen to this coach? And, well, I like the last coach better, and, well, I don't trust the front office. And now you got guys, even players now are saying, hey, don't trust Gar. Don't trust Gar, Foreman. So, you know, you just have a mix of the whole thing needs an enema.
How does Fred get a reset on his relationship with the players? Does it have to be a locker room purge? And is that even enough? Because if we're really being honest about this, we are well into this season, and they're not listening to him. They don't play like they're listening to him. He doesn't sound like a coach that has any authority. And I wonder if he's dribbled this season down his leg, does he get a reset for next year or sooner?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're not going to, Jerry Reinsdorf's not going to pay three coaches next year.
I understand they're not going to fire him, but how do you do it? How do you make sure? How do you start fresh?
Okay, here's if you just take it piece by piece, here's the thinking. I'm guessing what the thinking is. Okay, Joakim Noah was the first player, and still is probably really the only player that it's no secret that he doesn't like Fred Hoiberg, or there's not a lot of love between the two, put it that way.
Right. Benched him.
He benched him, and then obviously it didn't help the cause when he said, oh, Joakim said that he wanted that. And then a day later, Joakim's like, first of all, I didn't say that. Secondly, I would never say, go ahead and make me a reserve. So I think that spoiled the Noah relationship. Well, that relationship's it's over anyway. I mean, he's not playing this year. It's a free agent.
Okay.
Gasol. So you're changing two of the main front court guys. And you're looking, you know, you're going to have about $21 million of extra from those two. Then the main thing is the Jimmy Butler Fred Hoiberg relationship solid enough? Because that's
I don't know, because once he said coach harder, and then Fred said, okay, I'll coach harder, here's my stuff, and Jimmy said, I don't want to run it.
Well, it's also, I don't know if Jimmy is the best at running that as well. I mean, it's not just that he's better at ISO than ball movement and some of the pick and rolls that they run on the opposite side of the floor when it goes from Derek and swings and they try running a second pick and roll. If Jimmy could buy in, I mean, Derek will kind of go along with the pack. Taj Gibson will do whatever you tell him to do. I mean, that's the great thing about Taj Gibson, and that's the thing the organization loves. You know, the young guys, they can still be coached, but to me, the removal of Joakim Noah, and obviously if Pau Gasol moves on, which all indications are, that's a starting block for Fred to try to have these guys buy in. But at the same time, I mean, so you do that, but okay, you're sacrificing. First of all, you have to be able to, this front office has to be able to attract free agents. Don't have a good track record there. And secondly, you have to say, okay, some guys have to grow up that were drafted. Tony Snell, Doug McDermott. I mean, these guys have to start playing like first round draft. Tony Snell doesn't even look like a rotation player on some nights. So it's tough. And so, you know, I don't know. And then, you know, then you're going to have this Derrick Rose circus next year. I mean, if you think that's going to be something that there's going to be calm waters after this year, you're crazy.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
it's a bad watch. It's a hard team to like. And it's a bad situation that to me started at the beginning of last year with what this front office's decisions were, not only on personnel, but the mindset that they put into the players by empowering them and not listening to a coach.
Well, we brought up the Jimmy Butler coach harder thing and, you know, in essence showing up the head coach there. What did you make of the, I know you didn't cover it, but the game last night, the Pau Gasol with the stern scolding or teaching moment, I think, as it was put last night, of Bobby Portis there with the coach, like, sitting a couple of chairs down.
Right. You know, I mean, I think Powell is kind of resigned to the fact that this isn't happening. I think he was even resigned to the fact, even late last year, that, you know, this team that he thought was so resilient and that was sold on by the front office and the courting of him really isn't as resilient as people made it out to be. So, you know, I don't think he's going through the motions, but this is a guy that's openly talking to the media about, you know what, we need a team meeting. This is what we need. And so then several times we said, well, why don't you call? And he's like, you know, I don't know if it's my place, which to me already indicates I'm kind of looking forward to free agency and maybe playing with little brother in Memphis or going wherever he plans to go. So, and then you got Derek. You talked to Derek. Well, you're starting to use your voice more. Why don't you call a team meeting? Well, it's hard for me. I'm still uncomfortable using my voice.
<That's so laughs>
and then
funny.
You go to Jimmy Butler. He's not there. Joakim Noah. He's not there. And so it's just classic
all talk. Like, that is the essence of all talk behind the scenes. And here's what we're going to say, but we're not really going to do what we say we're going to do.
And we don't have a man. We don't have a dog in that locker room to say, this is not going to happen as far as the players are concerned. Jimmy's tried, but the way he just did the hostile takeover of that leadership role just hasn't resonated. So I can't say in any other words, it's a bad situation that really doesn't look like it's going to get better.
Do you think Hoiberg knows what he's doing? At least when it comes, once you have one bad end game or a bad overtime period, sometimes you have a bad night. But they've had two overtimes already this year in which they haven't been able to manage a field goal. They had another nearly 3 minutes against the Timberwolves late in the game again when they couldn't score. We saw that what happened to them against the Heat. It is now simply part of, as Pau Gasol would say, this is who we are. They are routinely, situationally outcoached by opponents, whether it's lineup or whether it's X's and O's.
I definitely think he knows what he's doing from X's and O's. I don't think he knows what to do with this group as far as matching up his X's and O's.
Okay. So it's a lineup issue more than it is a strategy.
Well, but
issue.
To Dan's point, though, I mean, go ahead.
I want to hear Joe finish this particular.
Well, I mean, because, look, Boylan, league-wide, has a great reputation as a defensive coach. So they have the guy in there as far as, ideally, this should be the guy that picked up the defense with Thibodeau. Departure. Offensively, what Fred did at Iowa State and knows NBA-wise and has shown, there's no one that criticizes the X and O's. Okay, the criticism is trying to make this personnel run these X's and O's because either A, there's a lot of guys that can't do it, or B, there's some guys that aren't willing to do it. And again, that gets back to the mood and the tempo and everything that was set last year when the front office empowered these players by saying, this is one of the elite coaches in the NBA and Tom Thibodeau, and you don't have to listen to him. He is not steering the ship. And I think that just sent that spoiled the whole thing throughout.
And as it turns out, Mike Dunleavy is not the answer.
No, you know what? I don't really care who is coaching this team right now. I mean, because we saw this the second half of last year a lot. I mean, I don't think that it really doesn't matter who coaches this bunch of guys. It's spoiled. It's rotten. And when something is this spoiled, you throw it out.
Well, it's not that easy, unfortunately. and for the rest of this year, I guess I'm adrift because I don't know what I should want the Bulls to do. Are they closer to a championship just coming together and winning a couple playoff series? Are they closer to a championship losing every game they play and having a higher draft pick? Does it not matter as much because the salary cap is going up? I guess right now it's sort of a search for meaning.
You know, that's a great way to put it. I mean, they're in no man's land. You're in that whole middle area of the NBA where you know you're not getting by LeBron. You make it bucks in the seats for a second-round playoff series, and that's about it, and that's stretching it the way they're playing right now. So you're going to get your little marketing money and do what the Bulls do, and then you're looking forward to the draft, and you're not going to be in the lottery. You're going to be in that, you know, anywhere in that 15, 16, 17 range, and you'll get some guy that they'll try to pretend is sexy and is going to help change things, and then you go into next year and you just try to have a good feeling. And then Derek will open up his mouth on the first day of training camp and talk about his pending free agency. And he'll be right back in a game.
That's going
to
be great.
Not wanting to watch Bulls basketball for another season.
I can't wait for that whole
circus.
He's
a man who can peer into the future.
I love it.
He is Joe Colley. Joe, thank you.
All right, boys. Take care.
Joe Colley of the Chicago Sun-Times. Bottom of the hour, we'll do the second half. When we come back, some Cam Newton stuff. He spoke at length today about the post game, about the reaction to the post game, and you should decide whether you think he's apologetic or not. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Mowing. And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
When it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Shady McCoy's nickname goes back to childhood, but it's starting to suit him really well in adulthood. It feels like this guy can't go 10 minutes without getting involved with something shady. The latest is a nightclub beatdown of some off-duty police officers that he and his friends allegedly stomped out. According to ESPN, the on-duty cops are now coming for him and arrest warrants are imminent. The brawl reportedly was over champagne bottles in the club and ended with one of the cops getting punched, stomped, and kicked in the head. Look, I wasn't there. I have no idea what was said or what happened. I just know that this guy should have walked away from whatever it was before it happened. And if you can't do that, then you should not be in the club. If you're Shady or any other celebrity, you have to know that and stop living up to your nickname. I'm Jim Rome.
Celebrate the winter season at Granite Peak Ski Area in Wausau. With state-of-the-art snowmaking, Granite Peak Ski Area has made abundant snow this winter with the most skiing and the best conditions. Granite Peak also has the most high-speed lift service skiing in the Midwest with 3 high-speed lifts spanning across the entire mountain. Plan your winter vacation at Granite Peak Ski Area and enjoy the luxury of a drive to ski destination. For lift and lodging packages, visit SkiGraniteFeet.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hey guys, Matt Abaticola here. The big game may be over, but the big day is right around the corner. That's right, Valentine's Day is this weekend. It's on Sunday, and it's time to focus on the best gift you can get. Make sure you get it right this year and win her heart with romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Shari's Berries. What does Shari's Berries have to offer you? Well, freshly dipped strawberries from Shari's Berries starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings, fellas. And if you really want hero status, if you order by midnight tonight, you can double the berries for just $5. Now just go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in the code BOERS, B-O-E-R-S. Hey, buddy, this is one-day deal. Get your order in today. You have to do it by midnight tonight, so don't wait. Don't wait till the weekend. Send them to her office this week so her coworkers can gush over the gift, and they'll know that you did Valentine's Day right. You can get the strawberries dipped in white milk or dark chocolatey goodness topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. Yar. And fellas, delivery is always guaranteed. So here's what you got to do to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. These juicy, huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 or double the berries for just $5 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in the code word BOERS, B-O-E-R-S. Hey, buddy. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the code BOERS, order today by midnight and get that special price by midnight. It's berries.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
This guy's on a mission. He's not going to rest until he completes it.
And neither will we.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
You made a real big mistake when you tried to kill me.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want, because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger, because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So Cam Newton spoke today. He was cleaning out his locker. He and his teammates were all in the locker room getting things cleaned out. And he has been the focus of all kinds of hand-wringing and criticism. And think of the children, just because he was really, really unhappy. And he had a bad day in the way he conducted himself in the postgame. Here's what he said to reporters today.
I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. But at the end of the day, you know, people pick and they do things of that sort. And that the truth of the matter is, you know, who are you to say that your way is right? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, we got all these people that's condemning and saying, oh, man, he should have did this, that, and the third. But what makes your way right? I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to. It's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games.
He added, if I offended anybody, that's cool. But I know who I am. And I'm not about to conform nor bend for anybody's expectations, because yours or anybody's expectations would never exceed mine.
Here's what bugged people about. We talked about this a lot yesterday. With the people were obviously mad that Cam did his little walk-off in the post-game interview. He didn't give any substantial answers to any of the questions. He was sort of snotty with reporters, the whole thing. And the main reason people are angry was, well, you know, when things are good, you're pumping your fists and you're excited and you're happy. And my whole thing yesterday was that, you know what?
So's everybody.
When something good happens in your life, you're allowed to go crazy and express yourself and be happy and pump your fist and smile and laugh. And you know what? When something goes horrible in life, you're allowed to pout and be angry and be sad and be pissed and speak out. And that's what he did. And here's what I have a really hard time with is that for some reason, people are more satisfied with some cliche answer, like the, because we know what he would have said. Oh, well, they were just better than us today, and Peyton Manningham's really happy for him, and blah. And everybody, that's what we needed to hear. Instead of seeing something absolutely real, which was, you know,
he's bereft, he's miserable. He just had something,
and maybe there's something deeper to it. Like he was pissed that there was no help along the offensive line, that he was getting killed out there.
Who knows?
That,
I was much more displeased with his failure to fall on a loose ball.
Yeah.
For me, if you want to really, I thought that there was, and that's why when I saw when I saw what the tenor of the discussion was, when I checked Twitter when I was at this funeral, and I saw, really, this is what people are mad about? This is what people are talking? If you really want, if you have a legitimate gripe, it's get dirty and get that ball.
Yes, and coming up in the second half, I've got some great quotes from some Denver players as it pertains to Cam with the jumping on the ball and just the game in general.
Excellent.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls announced today that Jimmy Butler will miss 3 to 4 weeks with that strained left knee. That determination was made after Butler was re-examined by team doctor Brian Cole today. Butler will also skip the All-Star game Sunday in Toronto. Pau Gasol will take his place. Last night, Bulls finished their 7-game road trip 2-5 after losing to Charlotte. Coach Fred Hoiberg.
We got outscored 38-20 in that first quarter. You know, we had some wide open shots. We really did. You know, and again, when you're missing your shots like that, you can't let it affect you on the other end. And obviously it did tonight.
Blackhawks host San Jose tonight. Artemi Panarin, a game-time decision. He's sick and missed the morning skate. In baseball, the White Sox have agreed to a 1-year, $3 million deal with pitcher Matt Latos. In college football, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has asked the NCAA to prohibit teams from holding spring practice sessions during the week of spring break. This comes just days after Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh announced that the Wolverines will spend their spring break week at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. And in college basketball tonight, you can see the number one team in the nation, Villanova, as they take on DePaul. Tickets are still available for that one. Pregame starts at 7:15 right here on 670 The Score. Elsewhere, Northern Illinois is at Kent State. Northwestern is at Ohio State. Join The Score at Sanctuary of Brookfield in Brookfield on Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and Score Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
Actually, a lot of stuff going on in the first half of the show with some news breaking just as we got on the air. As we talked about the White Sox signing Matt Latos to join their pitching staff. We talked about Jimmy Butler now being out 3 to 4 weeks and Pau Gasol taking his place on the All-Star team. The stuff with Johnny Manziel. We discussed that with Mike Tanier of Bleacher Report. Talked Bulls with Joe Cowley and some Bulls in general and a lot of other stuff.
All right, some great quotes from some Denver players from the Super Bowl. Following the Panthers' Super Bowl 50 loss, players from the Broncos were not afraid to bash Cam Newton. as they said that he plays for himself. Most of the public comments from Denver players, as we talked about, focus on Cam not wanting to dive on that fumble like a slew of the Broncos defenders. Quote, if he would have touched the ball, I was going to hit him right in the face, and I wasn't the only one. That's safety TJ Ward. We were hungry for that one. We saw that the ball was there. We were like hyenas on an antelope. And I don't know, maybe he needed to stay healthy for next year, he goes on to say. Yes. Cornerback Chris Harris didn't take it much easier on Cam, asking in shock why the Panthers thought that they would run the ball and then proceeded to call Cam scared. Cam was scared to throw it. He looked blind, Harris said. He couldn't figure out where to throw. That's what pressure does to a man. And then Aqib Talib says that there would be no dancing from Newton and that the Panthers have a simple offense. No dancing. He had danced enough.
I agree with the simple offense part.
Yes.
They did nothing to try to counteract some of that pressure. They didn't run classic pressure release plays. They stuck with what they were doing, and they left him exposed.
Well, in the beginning of the second quarter, Cam said the hell with it, and he just started taking off. After they had been talking, the announcers had been saying how good he was at staying in the pocket, Cam was like, no more, I'm running.
I don't know if you discussed this yesterday, but for a guy I've had issues with and various things throughout the years, what an elegant retirement tweet by Marshawn Lynch. Did you see this?
I did, yes.
So elegant. And that's right there. I will tell you, that is right there with the Michael Jordan I'm back facts. If you missed it, Marshawn Lynch indicated he was retiring from football by tweeting an emoji of an African-American hand making a peace sign, like peace out. And underneath was a photo of his famous neon green cleats that he wore for the Beastquake run, tied together and thrown over a wire in the street. But close up. So it's peace out. I'm hanging up my shoes. It didn't say it, but no words. No words. Just the emoji and the picture. And I really thought, from a guy who we've criticized for being inelegant with his words, he was elegant with his images.
Which is why I was totally surprised that it was that easy, that I thought he would complicate it a little bit more, somebody would ask him, and he obviously would say nothing. All right, so publications are starting to do their Super Bowl, their post-Super Bowl mock drafts, and going through some of them, and I looked at USA Today, and I don't know, maybe I haven't paid enough attention to the mock drafts, but I have yet to see a mock draft where the Bears are choosing a quarterback in the first round with number 11 overall. Well, have you?
No, I'm
okay.
Not.
All right. Well, I would like to introduce you to to one Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State, 6'5". 232. First year starting was 2014, 3,111 yards, 25 TDs. Last year, spent some time injured, 7 games, 17 TDs. And may I do a mini version of who's your guy? A one sentence each here. Strengths, tall with an athletic proportional build that is made for the NFL position, played in a pro-style attack. And then simply your weaknesses, when rolling out will float a little bit too much when taking shots down the field, allows passing windows to close quickly when he short arms a release. But once again, that is Carson Wentz, at least USA Today, suggesting the Bears will pick him at number 11 overall.
At some point, the University of Illinois is going to have an athletic director.
No.
At some point.
That's no fun, man.
And the names have emerged from the pack and then receded back into the pack. And I know there's a very strong push for Craig Tiley, the Australian tennis executive and former Illinois tennis coach. But the other name that I'm hearing is the other one who has a great deal of support is Josh Whitman. Okay. That's the other name to think about. Or the latest name to think about. that Josh Whitman, who's a relatively young guy, I believe. He might be 40 or so, but he was athletic director at Washington University in St. Louis, which is a fabulous academic institution. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're known at all for their athletics. So I don't know what kind of hire it's going to be. The reason I would think about it is, does it give you any indication as to what Illinois wants to be if they go on the side of somebody who's run a less athletic, more academic type of program in relationship to the university?
Well, that won't help.
Yeah, right. Because you'd rather have some sort of business gunslinger in there who's going to, because they loved Mike Thomas because he was cutting all the giant deals. I don't know if that's what this guy does, but that's another name that I hear emerging from there, Josh Whitman.
Well, there is reportedly, the headline on CBSSportsLine.com, there is reportedly a strong belief that Phil Jackson, who just fired his head coach, Derek Fisher, in mm-hmm. New York, will return to the L.A. Lakers. Yahoo Sports' Adrian Wojnarowski has reported that Jackson's exit strategy, as he puts it, a move back to the Los Angeles Lakers might be in place.
Well, his girlfriend's there.
Well, right. Yeah. So the strong belief is there because of his fiance now, apparently, Jeannie Buss, to the Los Angeles Lakers. And then connecting it further, one of the names that you've heard pop up as a potential coach in New York.
Ice.
Is, well, you got Tibbs. Yeah, I would do
Ice.
It. Did you hear? I would crawl to MSG on a daily basis.
Do your job.
I would punch people in the face. What would Tibbs do for respective cities around the country? I would ride a horse to that place.
Whatever you need.
I'd wear a chiffon dress.
Right. One of my favorite, for some reason, one of my favorite Tibbs fantasies or visuals is that when the Bulls had a bad game, that at the... No, don't look at me like that. I probably used the
you
wrong
said
word. I did say that. Well, I guess you could call it that. Okay. Is that, like, when they lost the game, that at the Birdo Center, he would put bench presses throughout the entire place. He'd have everybody sit at a bench press, and they would all just bench press the whole thing. Okay, two more. Taj, let's give me 10 more, another 15 pounds on that rack.
He practically did.
He might have, actually. But anyway, Luke Walton, one of the people that was potentially a Knicks guy, and now they're connecting him. Maybe Phil goes back to L.A., and then Luke, of course, is a Golden State and is a West Coast guy, doesn't want to go to New York. He would go over to L.A. So there's a whole lot of conspiracy right there, but just something to think about.
That's the second half. We do it most days around this time. We got time before Hub joins us with a little football stuff, all the developing football stuff. There's more on Johnny Manziel, actually. Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report says 20 to 30 NFL players have tried to text Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
They're doing the, whether the league is doing it or not, there are people who are actually concerned enough about him to try to reach out. And I don't know, there's no word on how successful they've been trying to get in touch with him.
It's about a person potentially dying now. That's why people are reaching out.
Time for your phone calls, if you like, 312-644-6767. We will get right to you next on The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Applying aromatherapy oils to your temples can put you in a state of relaxation like the one you're in right now. At AutoZone, we know a thing or two about oil. It's why we offer free oil recycling at every location. Tap or click the banner for a store near you. And when you bring us your old oil, you'll experience a sense of well-being. But don't apply it to your temples. Just relax and bring your oil to us. Service available in store only. See store for details and restrictions.
Gift box ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. Feeling undying love for her? Get the best-selling zombie bear. Are you drunk with love? The new Beer My Valentine Bear says it better than words. You can also find her heart with the new Pizza My Heart Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. All 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. And remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them The Score sent.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded?
That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Firestone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to grab some phone calls, as I promised, and we were just kind of reminiscing about San Francisco. I didn't get a chance to like come down from San Francisco and digest everything that happened because the week's been such a whirlwind. Because you know, I go from there and then I go to the hockey overnight and then I go out to Omaha, and I never really got to just sort of appreciate how spectacular a trip the San Francisco trip was.
Yeah, I'm not just saying this. Like, I love those weeks when the score goes to the Super Bowl because it's just one, like, you never know what's going to happen, interview after another. So it's
anything,
like,
any segment, you just don't, you're looking around and it's just stuff happening. It's not, and then off the air, we had two tremendous dinners, yeah. And the... it turns out the Chinese place we found that was recommended to us in Chinatown, this Hunan Homes, it's called. It's an old classic there. That after we left, all the guys from the Dan Patrick show were tweeting about it. They coincidentally also went there for like their show dinner.
No, crazy radio party.
No, they were there the next night. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It was empty when we were in there. We had the whole place to ourselves, a couple other tables, and we had our giant bottles of Qingdao and their spicy wontons and went for ice cream. It was
like,
great.
I think I turned it on one time and you guys were talking to Ed Too Tall Jones.
Oh, he's the best.
I was like, that just warmed me, you know, because I was a kid, like a little kid, when right. Ed Too Tall Jones is like this cool big guy. He's like, oh, he's on the radio with Boris and Mercy.
You know, I've done this long enough that I don't have a lot of, hey, that's awesome sports moments, but there was one.
Yeah.
And where you just kind of look around and go, oh, that was really cool. That was so awesome. And we're going through the security line for the media center. And they're you know, they wand you and they put you through the magnetic thing and they go through your bag and they check your, you know, everything. And it humanizes everyone because they don't care who, I mean, you could be the biggest star in the world. You're going through that security line.
Yeah.
You know? So everybody's in line. And Dan Marino's right behind me. And walking the other way, who had already come through from another part of the facility, walking towards him on the other side of the rope is Aikman. And Aikman's like, hey, Danny! And Marino's like, hey, Troy, how's it going? And then walking perpendicular in at the same time as Montana.
Wow.
Like right there.
That's
like,
heavy.
Like, hey. So yeah. I was like, who's it going? Hey, dude. Hey, what's up? How are you? Because those two, and you know, they're just guys.
Right. See,
but they're not just guys. It's two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Once in a while.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm allowed every once in a while to say, oh, that was pretty awesome.
Absolutely. It happens. And it happens sometimes along the way. Honestly, this is, I never covered Jordan. Right. And mm-hmm. so I was a fan of Jordan. And unfortunately, the only time that I did was when he came back with the Wizards and he was there that day. So my only point of reference with him is from being a fan. So there was and I didn't do anything stupid, but at the same time, when I tried to play it cool, but it was kind of like, oh Jesus, I'm sitting here with Michael Jordan. I mean, because my whole, you know, like anybody who followed Jordan, your whole sort of life, your social life, if you're a certain age, was based on those Bulls games and Jordan and anybody from that era.
Right.
So,
but it's too. What's interesting too is that they're all young enough that they're not those three quarterbacks.
Right,
they're
not
old men yet. You know, it's one thing if you see one of these stooped, broken old men like, oh yeah, I remember that guy as a Hall of Fame quarterback. Right, that guy can sling it at that guy.
Right.
But they still look like themselves.
Oh, yeah, they're together, you know? Pretty much.
But they still look good enough that you could they look like the football card enough.
You know what is, by the way, where is Dan Marino right now?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Is he Johnny Manziel? Do we have a bunch of people texting him?
Yeah, he's on the phone with Johnny Manziel sponsoring him as we speak.
I don't know where he's working in life.
Okay.
Derek and Madison, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Two comments. Number one with Cam Newton. I hate to hear people that want to give him a free pass and just say, oh, he's just playing off his emotions and telling you how he feels and all that stuff. He's not just a football player.
Yes, he is.
He's a professional football player. There's professional mannerisms that you have in any industry. When they label you a professional, there's certain...
No, that's an arbitrary use of the word and a completely arbitrary application of the word. He is not a professional speaker. His job is to play football.
That's his job. Just like I'm in healthcare, my job.
Don't compare his job to your job. Do not for a moment compare what you do to what Cam Newton does. You are on different planets.
He's being paid as a professional.
He's being paid as a football player.
It's not maybe in your world, not in mine.
It's the world I live in. It's the world I work in.
Sure, yeah, and these people that want to suck up to Johnny Manziel and help, if it's that simple, Ray Rice should have told everybody he was drinking.
Yeah.
Was he saying that, like, since he's a professional, he should, that he's talking about the postgame, right?
His responsibility is to be available and to answer questions. Yeah. Those were yes and no questions that he answered with yeses and nos.
You did that.
The lack of professionalism was Marshawn Lynch. That was the example of somebody who was going beyond what his latitude was in according himself in a professional way.
By saying nothing.
By saying nothing and making a mockery of it. Right. Newton in the immediate, and that was even leading up to a game. In the immediate aftermath of a game, and if you've ever been in a losing locker room at a Super Bowl, I've been in many of them. I've covered them. I've stood there and asked those questions. Mm-hmm. That's what they feel like.
They're awful. Right.
That was part of my job to walk in there and cover the losing team and to talk to the losing quarterback. That's how it often sounds. To ask that it somehow has to magically sound different so one guy can conform to your fantasy of what you hope him to be, or so he can keep from violating your delicate 1950s sensibilities, is just, I'm sick of it.
You know, and bringing up the fact that you were once a world-class reporter.
Yeah.
Wanted to tell you on the air too. Your Eugene Robinson interview you guys did was fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Because
I really appreciate the fact that you went out and the garbage you talk about him behind his back, you actually brought to him to his face, and I appreciate the fact you did that, because I think a lot of people wouldn't do that.
No, I have to if he's sitting there in front of me.
Well, you don't have to. No,
we've talked about it a lot.
You chose to. I know you have.
And see, he also established a tone early in the interview that he seemed to be, there's a level of candor there that I knew it would be received well enough if I presented it properly.
He seems like a real dude, and really enjoyed the interview. Actually, I had Chris, I asked Chris if he would reach out to him and ask him if I could get his number to reach out to whenever, and he gave Chris his cell number to give to me. So he seems like a real good dude. I'm looking forward to talking to him again sometime.
Yeah, we'll talk more with him, but he's that's a guy that turned a negative into a positive.
Yeah, no, and it was good. I like that you did what you did, and I don't think a lot of people would do that, though. So I think a lot of people would be phony about it and try to, have fun and mess around and not be serious and not even bring up stuff you've talked about.
No, because it was important, because I thought that was a moment where I learned something indelible about things that athletes say about certain things and who to trust. And it was an easy time to be super cynical when the NFL Man of the Year, on the eve of receiving the Man of the Year award, who's lecturing me about God and then goes out that night and gets arrested for soliciting a hooker.
Well, that's settled. We have a new Score football expert. You get the song.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. Well, I think he's kind of busy right now. What does he do?
Well, he has the
Didn't you listen to the interview?
No. I don't know what he does.
Well, he does the Panthers radio.
Right, okay.
He's not doing that.
And then he's a little busy for this dumb show.
Well, you never know.
And when he talked about his wife too, I thought that was it was pretty powerful stuff. It was good stuff.
I agree.
Yeah.
You never know when some of those guys sit down. And then there was the other guy, the former wide receiver Manning, what was his first name?
Wade Manning?
Yeah. That's a guy, he was fun too.
I thought it was like a Manning son or brother that I didn't know about. Yeah, I was like, wait, where does he fall in line? Cooper, Eli,
and then there's
Wade.
It's Wade. Different thread of the
it's
family.
65-year-old black man comes walking up.
Where'd you come from? I don't know.
Let's get some of that Peyton money.
We got some calls lined up. Look forward, kind of, to grabbing them in a moment on the Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
This team is terrible.
This season and the foreseeable future is a disaster. I mean, look at this train wreck. Because the coach isn't even running the stuff he was brought in to run.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Have you taken a close look at Schneider's team truck driving opportunities? As a team driver, you and your partner make more money than solo drivers and drive the newest equipment. Schneider is hiring and leasing team drivers now as we continue to grow in 2016. Now including sign-on bonuses up to $15,000 per team. Take a closer look today at team driving with Schneider. Company drivers, visit SchneiderJobs.com. Small business owner operators, visit SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Easy for you to get a handle on this right now. When I say right now, I mean it, and you'll find out why in a moment. Trust the experts at Pro Flowers, especially if you tend to do things last minute. And I know you. I've been talking to you for a long time, and that's what you do. So listen carefully. Today only, ProFlowers is going to give you an extra 15% off everything. ProFlowers is saving you by offering you a dozen red roses, a free glass vase, and chocolates, the whole thing, for just $29.99. Or you can make yourself look really good and upgrade to romantic long stem roses, a premium vase, chocolates, and a spa kit for just an extra $9.99. Today only. From ProFlowers, you get an extra 15% off this deal. Go to ProFlowers.com. Make sure you use the code Bernstein. But remember, the extra 15% off is today only. You can't beat the price. ProFlowers takes care of all the details. It's perfect when you're busy and you know you're going to wait to the last minute. I call this outsmarting yourself, where you work against your own nature on this one, and you can just pick up the phone, and then that way you're breathing easy. It's today only for the extra 15% off. It's quick, easy, guaranteed delivery for Valentine's Day. The only way to get it with the extra 15% off, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Bernstein. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic. Type in Bernstein. Order now. This deal expires tonight.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Parked kid transporter? part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-